in the lunchtime edition. An Indian journalist in Barbados to cover the Cricket World Cup drowns in a swimming pool at the West Coast Hotel where he was staying. The Barbadian Indian community expresses their grief over the matter, noting the drowning victim was recently married. A man stabbed to death during a fight at a late-night karaoke in Black Rock, St. Michael, and Barbadians reportedly ranked as among the highest consumer spenders in the English-speaking Caribbean, says an investor who opened a new store here this morning. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
And the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
A man said to be an Indian journalist in Barbados to cover the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup has drowned in a swimming pool at the West Coast Hotel where he was staying. Starcom Network News understands that the man worked for a major Indian media organization. No foul play is suspected in the death, which we understand the police believe to have been an accident. A statement from the police service says that at about 6:48 p.m. yesterday, officers were summoned to the Palm Resort at Sunset Crest, St. James, where an employee discovered the body of a man motionless at the bottom of the swimming pool located on the site. The visiting journalist was a guest staying at the hotel. He was dressed in a black short pants and was bareback. Officers from the police marine unit recovered the body from the swimming pool, and the man was pronounced dead by a medical doctor who visited the scene. Starcom Network News understands there were no marks of violence on the body, and the death is believed to have been the result of a mishap. The police say that while the deceased has been identified, they are withholding the release of his name pending the protocol of official notification of his immediate family. Ibrahim Nana, funeral director of the local Muslim community, tells Starcom Network News the journalist was recently married, and in fact, he provided an identification.
It's sad, and my condolences go out to the family. Young fella, his name Muhammad Ansari, just left us, was informed from India that he just got married lately, a month ago, and they were surprised to hear this. Now we are communicating with the family right now to see what their request is to either take the body back to India, or if we give them the option of burying him here in Barbados. As a Muslim community, we always support any Muslim who may die.
Ibrahim Nana, funeral director of the local Muslim community. A fight at a late-night karaoke at Black Rock, St. Michael has resulted in the fatal stabbing of a man. The police say they received a call about the incident around 1:15 a.m. and responded to a residence and bar at Seclusion Gardens where a man was reported to have died after being stabbed several times. The man was found seated in a makeshift chair with a number of wounds about his body. He was pronounced dead at the scene by a medical doctor. The man is yet to be identified, but Starcom Network News understands he's believed to be in his late 30s or early 40s. A woman who lives at the location where the stabbing occurred was this morning still visibly shaken by the incident. She told Starcom Network News about what transpired.
It's very sad because it happened at my place. I didn't see what happened with the fight or whatever it was. He just ran past me. I don't know what transpired. He just ran past me and went to this bench. This is the one or something.
He just had a commotion. He ran.
And that was it. He ran in there at the shop, to the shop, but he sat on the chair. He sat on his chair here, right? So that's really fast.
We had a
karaoke. Some for the fight, and that was it.
A resident of the area where last night's fatal stabbing occurred. This is The Latest.
And the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Well, Well, Skechers Footwear and Apparel Company has officially opened a store here in Barbados, with the owner listing the high consumer spending of Barbadians as one of the key factors in their decision to locate here. Speaking during the opening of the store at Dome Mall Warrens this morning, Managing Director of First Retail Incorporated, Omar Hadid, who is the Skechers franchise operator, said a decision was made to invest in Barbados after research showed Barbadians are ranked as the highest spenders in the Caribbean for the brand.
We have built a model based on the attention and the purchases that we see from the Caribbean into the U.S. market. So customers that shop online in the Caribbean, we see all of their data, we see their purchases, and Barbados, amongst all English-speaking Caribbean countries, had the highest volume of Skechers purchases anywhere throughout. So naturally, we thought, well, there's a big demand for Skechers in Barbados, and we had to give them a store.
And Minister of Sports Charles Griffith said he's thrilled the brand opened a branch here, but he believes signals investor confidence.
I'm really, really pleased that Skechers felt it necessary to open a branch in Barbados, their first branch. Clearly, this is stating to the government that we have confidence in the economy, that we can open a new store in Barbados, Skechers the brand. From a sporting perspective, it provides an additional opportunity for our young people to have variety in terms of the brand. So I believe that this is the start of something good on island. It is creating employment for some persons already. It is a very, very important step from the owners, the fact that they're indicated that they felt it necessary to come to Barbados with the brand.
The Minister of Sports, Charles Griffith. Kensington Oval said to be nearly booked to capacity as thousands attended the India versus Australia T20 Cricket World Cup game. Chairman of the National Organizing Committee for the World Cup here, Noah Lynch, says yesterday's game may have seen the largest crowd so far this year for this year's T20 World Cup, and he expects there will be an even larger crowd tonight as West Indies play USA.
Yesterday's match, 11,000 tickets were sold in the stadium. Now, the stadium's capacity is 18,000, but the ICC, CWI, they blocked like almost 2,000 tickets. So the maximum that you can sell for any game at Kensington is just over 16,000. And yesterday we had over 11,000 tickets sold. But when you add the other 2,000 from the ICC, CWI, you're talking about maybe 13,000 people.
He says the event will boost the economy as several tourists are coming here for the Super 8 stage.
One of the interesting things, though, about this particular part of the tournament is that India being here yesterday really boosted our tourism numbers. Indians from the Indian diaspora in Canada, Great Britain, United States were all there. I met a number of people who either live in the United States, they live in Canada. They're here for the match. Now, that's a big boost for the tourism sector, the hospitality sector in particular, the accommodation, etc. I actually saw something on some station in New York and then a station in Florida about the fact that the U.S. is qualified and that they're in this. So it means that if you can make major news in the U.S. and where they're saying they're playing, Kensington Oval, Barbados, and they talked about Aaron Jones. So, I mean, that in itself is an extra platform for our tourism.
Chairman of the Barbados National Organizing Committee for the Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Noah Lynch, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has warned South Korea it would be making a big mistake if it arms Ukraine in the war against Russia. And Donald Trump's presidential campaign has received $50 million U.S. dollars, a boost from the conservative billionaire Timothy Mellon. That's according to a federal filing today. Our top stories. An Indian journalist in Barbados to cover the Cricket World Cup drowns in a swimming pool at the West Coast Hotel where he was staying. The Barbadian Indian community expresses their grief over the matter, noting the drowning victim was recently married. A man stabbed to death during a fight at a late-night karaoke in Black Rock. Barbadians reportedly ranked as among the highest consumer spenders in the English-speaking Caribbean, says an investor who opened a new store here this morning, a Skechers store. And the head of the National Organizing Committee for the T20 Cricket World Cup, Noah Lynch, speaks about the heavy bookings at Kensington Oval for the upcoming and recent matches and the tremendous potential tourism benefits from the tournament. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.